je tělo moje, co za vás lamaje ča na vypuštění hříchy. Nejivší, to je krov moja nového zavitu, što za vás i za bohatě proleváje ča na vypuštění hříchy. Tvoje vy tvoji, tobě přinosimo, za všech i za vse.
Tebe ošpívajemo, tebe blahoslovemo, tebe blahodajemo, Hospode,
za presvětu, prečestu, preblahoslovenu, slavnu našu vlad Bohorodiču i presnotivu Mariju.
Dostojno i
Перше помине Господи, чи ти, що вселенського архієрея Венедикта, папи римського, блаженнішого патріархи нашого Любомира, преосвященнішого митрополит нашого Кирила Верентія, боголюбивого епископа нашого Кир Степана і боголюбивих епископів Корнелія і Романа, і даруй святим чим церквам, щоб ми річили чесні, здорові, довелітно і правно навчали слово Твоєї істини. Єдиними устами, єдиним серцем слави Ти успівати причесні величні ім'я Твоє, Отця і Сина і Святого Духа, нині і повсяк час і на віки вічні.
Амінь.
І нехай будуть милості великобої спаси нашого Ісуса Христа зо всіми вами. Ти помінувши ще і ще мирі Господеві, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
За принесені освячені чесні дари Господеві, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Щоб чоловік полюбить Бог наш, прийнявши їх учитий на небесний духовний свій жертовник, я приємний запах духовний, зі слав нам божественну благодать і дар Святого Духа, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Що визволитися нам і душах, і скорби, гнів, біди і нужди, Господеві, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Заступи, спаси, помилуй, охорони над Боже Твоєю благодаттю.
Господи, помилуй.
Я всього досконало, Отче, того мирного і безгрішного Господа просім.
Подай, Господи.
Ангела миру, віру, наставника, охоронче душі тіл наших у Господа просім.
Подай, Господи.
Прощення і відпущення гріхів і прорішень наших у Господа прощим.
Подаймо!
Доброй Боже, точно для душ наших и миру для світу, у Господа прощим.
Подаймо!
Осталий чашеча наш, у мирі покаяння скінчити, у Господа прощим.
Подаймо!
Життя нашого безболісної, бездоганної, мирний добродвіту на страшному суді Христовому прощим.
Подаймо!
Єдність, віри і причастя Святого Духа, випросивши самі себе і один одного, і все життя наше Христу Богові вітаймо. Нас, владико, зі сміливістю неусутно смійте призивати тебе, небесно Боча, і мовити. Сила і слава Отця і Сина і Святого Духа, нині повсякчас і на віки вічні. Ми чоловіку любим динородно сина Твого, з яким ти благословений єси, з пресвятим і благим і животворним Твоїм духом, нині повсякчас і на віки вічні. Боже милости, будь негрішному, Боже милости, будь негрішному, Боже милости, будь негрішному. Будьмо уважні. Святе є святим.
Є жар, є Господь Ісус Христос, на славу Бога
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I believe, O Lord, and confess that you are truly Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am first. Accept me this day, O Son of God, as partaker of your mystical supper. I will not tell the mystery to your enemies, nor will I give you a kiss as did Judas, but like the thief I confess to you. Remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Remember me, O Master, when you come into your kingdom. Remember me, O Holy One, when you come into your kingdom. May the partaking of your holy mysteries, O Lord, be unto me not for judgment or condemnation, but for the healing of soul and body. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, cleanse me of my sins and have mercy on me. I have sinned without number. Forgive me, O Lord.
I would ask that you allow the choir members to approach communion first, so they'll be in position after communion, and then after everyone is invited. Зі страхом Божим і вірою, любов'ю приступи.
Благословен Твоє ім'я, Господне, о Господи, обережа нам.
Честное пристойство, чисто тело, Сын God, Тони, Сын Body, and Precious Blood, Lord God, save Jesus Christ, for forgiveness of His sins and for life everlasting. Servant of God, Jean, receives the holy body and precious blood of the Lord and God, Savior Jesus Christ, for forgiveness of her sins and for life everlasting. Чесно і пречисто, і пречисто тіло Господа Бога і спаси нашого Ісуса Христа, причищаючи раб Божий Іван, на відпущення гріхів своїх і на життя вічне. Амінь. Through God, Rose and Marie received the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through the forgiveness of her sins and for life everlasting. Through God, Stella received the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through the forgiveness of her sins and life everlasting. Through God, Hanya received the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through the forgiveness of her sins and life everlasting. Through God, Catherine received the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through the forgiveness of her sins and life everlasting. Through God, Leslie received the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through the forgiveness of her sins and life everlasting. Through God, Stephanie received the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through forgiveness of her sins, life everlasting. Through God, Nicholas received the Holy Body and precious blood of our Lord God, through the forgiveness of his sins, life everlasting. Through God, Valerie received the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through forgiveness of her sins, life everlasting. Through God, John received the Holy Body and precious blood of our Lord God, through forgiveness of his sins, life everlasting. Through God, Stella Marie received the Holy Body and precious blood of our Lord God, through forgiveness of her sins, life everlasting. Through God, Catherine receives the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through forgiveness of her sins, life everlasting. Through God, Morris receives the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through forgiveness of his sins, life everlasting. Through God, Shirley receives the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through forgiveness of her sins, life everlasting. Through God, Veronica receives the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through forgiveness of her sins, life everlasting. Through God, Dale receives the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, through forgiveness. For forgiveness of his sins, life everlasting. And may the Lord God look upon you, hate you, may he smile upon you, and may your heart be healthy and happy all the days of your life. Through God, Erica, receive the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, for forgiveness of her sins and for life everlasting. Through God, Anne, receive the Holy Body and precious blood of the Lord God, for forgiveness of her sins and life everlasting. Through God, Kenneth receives the Holy Body and precious blood of our Lord God, through Jesus Christ, forgiveness of his sins, life everlasting. Through God, Sherry receives the Holy Body and precious blood of our Lord God, through Jesus Christ, for forgiveness of her sins, life everlasting. Through God, Casimir receives the Holy Body and precious blood of our Lord God, through Jesus Christ, for forgiveness of his sins and for life everlasting. Behold, as having touched your lips, your guilt is taken away and your sins are forgiven. Otsadik nulasha ustvashik ividimia bezakonyavashi irihivashi ochisti. Спаси, Боже, людей Твоїх і благослови спадкоємство Твоє.
Не виділиш від Твоїстини, не прийняли Духа Небесного, не знайшли віру істину, не роздільний тройці поклоняємося, бо нам спасла нас.
Вознесися на небеса Божі по всій землі, нехай буде слава Твоя. Благословений Бог наш, завжди, нині, повсякчас і навіки вічні. Прости, прийнявши божественне, чи ти причисти безсмертних небесних і животворних страшних христових тайн, достойно подякуємо Господеві.
Господи, помилуй!
Заступи, спаси, помилуй, охорони нас, Боже, Твоєю благодаттю.
Господи, помилуй!
Безгрішний, випросивши самі себе і один одного, і все життя наше Христу Богові вітаємо.
Амінь, Господи!
Бо Ти, освячені наші, Тобі славу осилаємо, Отцю і Сину і Святому Духові, нині і повсякчас і навіки вічні. Помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Господи, Ти благословляєш те, що Тебе благословляють і освячують те, що на Тебе надіюча. Спаси людей Твоїх і благослови спадкоємство Твоє, повноту церкви Твоєї охорони, освяти тих, що люблять красу дому Твого. Ти і прослав божественні сили, чи не залиши нас, що надіємось на Тебе. Мир світить йому, даруй церквам, тим єреєм, бо мереж народові нашому, правлінню всім людям Твоїм. Бо всяке добре давання, всякий зверхній дар з висоти є, що сходить від Тебе, Отче світла, і Тобі славу і подяку і поклін засилаємо, Отцю і Сину і Святому Духові, нині і повсякчас і навіки вічні. Mentioned at the beginning of the liturgy today, all Ukrainian parishes are commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Holodomor. I remember a while back, I'm not sure what year it was, but it was the year to fight world hunger. It was way back, as I was just a priest, and I think I was still in Thunder Bay. So, but I ended up in Toronto. And in Toronto, they had a banquet to fight world hunger, and it was held at the Royal York Hotel. And it seemed somehow inappropriate that we had, you know, they brought out, as they were introducing the theme of the banquet, they were bringing out the shrimp cocktails. Then we had the potage, but we're not sure what type of potage, it was a soup. Then they had the roast beef dinner, and they had a slide presentation about world hunger as we were enjoying our peach melba and coffee. And something was wrong with that. It was $100 a plate, and in those days, today, that was a lot, but there was a fundraiser. And then the next week, the University of Toronto Student Union also had a World Hunger event, and they advertised it as a banquet fundraiser. And I came for that. It was $20 a person, and I came for that. And at the door, you were given a stale little piece of bread and a bottle of water. And I thought, these people have it. You know, we complain about our students that they're, you know, hippies, or not hippies, that's an old term, but the radicals and all the music that they listen to and everything that they do wrong. But they had it down. They understood what that fundraiser and what the get rid of world hunger, stamp out world hunger, was all about. And today, hunger continues in the world. So just, I thought I would mention that. Welcome to Marsha Ostashevska, and she's back in Cape Breton. She's only this time here for 2 weeks. She's been here a week, and she's leaving at the end of next week. But there's a lot of things happening this week, and one of them is they had one workshop of dancing already. There's another workshop today at 1 o'clock, and then on Wednesday at 6, as well as on Monday, tomorrow, there will be hopefully people will be able to come down there's a interest in creating an exhibit of Ukrainian dance in Cape Breton. And we're counting on people who may have slides, posters, uniforms, anything to do with dancing, some sort of programs. But Marsha will tell you all about that. When I finish my announcement, I will go to change vestments for the Panahida, and she'll have a short intro as to what direction both the dancing workshop and the exhibit of Ukrainian dance are to take. There's a parish council meeting on Wednesday, being the last Wednesday of the month, meeting at 6. The count will start at 4:30 or a bit earlier. Last Thursday, we had our first meeting of the Bible study group. And so the people there found Thursday evening to be appropriate, to be a good evening for them. So we'll continue to meet Thursday evenings. Everyone is welcome. We just ask you to bring a Bible and to make sure that the Bible is complete. Not just the New Testament, not just excerpts from the Bible, and not just the daily quotes for the Bible. I found out that when I was in university in Ottawa, I found out there's actually a Reader's Digest version of the Bible. One of our students brought it for an academic course, and the professor just looked at him. He wasn't sure whether he was serious or not. But to make sure it's a complete Bible, and you're all welcome. I've already made a mistake, not my first one, won't be my last one. I found out that the St. Nicholas concert will not be on the 14th, but on the 21st. It's kind of close to Christmas. I'd like to have that separation, but circumstances now are sort of dictating to us that the concert will be on the 21st. I want to thank the choir for coming together, and I want to thank Valerie for coming all the way from Halifax just for this event. Okay, so she has a mother and sister here in town. Maybe she came to visit, I'm not quite sure. But she came just for this recording, and I want to thank both Valerie and the choir for coming together. Chris, could you leave the equipment here every time? The choir was really good today. I want to thank you for that. And just leave the equipment. It seems to bring the best of them. Or actually, I'll just bring out false microphones. We'll just put them up when the choir is singing. But I want to thank choir members for coming together. This will be a recording kept at the CBU, I believe, in the archives there of our activity. And so thank you. I also want to welcome the new Glasgow contingency. Welcome, Anne and Russell, that you're joining with us in prayer today. And just a question, is there anybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary this week? Yesterday we got a Michael who wasn't here for St. Michael's Day, but nobody celebrating. Okay, so the water will have to remain where it is. We will be beginning the Panachida on page 134 in your book, not at the very beginning, because the Panachida is part of the liturgy and it flows and continues through. We begin with the tropars and kondak and the napium, the melody for the funeral services. So again, I'll go and change, and in the meantime, I invite Marcia to please come forward and just to share with the people what is happening this week as far as the dancing and the exhibit for Ukrainian dance. They sound wonderful every day.
I've never heard it before, so it's a treat for me. And just to clarify, this recording will certainly be at the archives of the university, and excerpts of this we will take and put on a CD that is going to be accompanying a republication of Mr. Hook's book, which is the history of his community. I know that many of you are aware of this text called Sacred in the Land. Thank you to Valerie for coming all the way from Halifax. Now, about the items in the bulletin, Father mentioned the dance workshops. I noticed that he put in that bulletin, he said dance workshops for seniors. I think that's maybe because most of us are seniors. But it's really for anybody who wants to come. It is a very basic workshop. It's inspired not only by the dance teacher here, Kenny Murashuk, leads the teaching of the children in the community. So he's hoping to kind of energize the whole lot of us, but also in other parts of Canada, there's a new trend where folks of senior age or nearing retirement are starting up Ukrainian dance groups, not only to come together and visit with one another, but also to have some exercise. So this workshop will be only about an hour and a half. Again, very basic. We take things very slow. You're welcome to participate as little or as much as you'd like to. But it's just to get us moving together and maybe remembering some things for when we get together for Monday night about the dance exhibit. But the workshop will be 1 o'clock today in the hall and at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Yet, if you'd like me to hold another one later, in the week before I go back to Halifax as Father Roman, then I'm happy to do that as well. But we'll see when you come, today or Wednesday, or both. Monday night at 7 o'clock in the church hall, we're having a meeting, a community meeting, but also someone is coming from the university who will be working with me and with all of you to create this exhibit about your history of dance in the Whitney Pier, Ukrainian stage dance in particular. This exhibit, we've asked the university to help us because they've got materials, they've got expertise with regard to putting exhibits together, but you have all the knowledge. So whoever can come out, if you have memories, if you have programs, photos, costumes, whatever you might have, if you have simply an interest in working with the group to put the exhibit together, this is your story. We would like you to tell it in a way that you feel best represents your memories and the activities that are happening here still. So tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the church hall, I ask whoever is interested and able to come out, please do. This is something that will take several months to put together, but this is the first step really toward that. So
that's it.
And I'll be here, of course, to talk with folks if you have any questions. Thank you.
I just have to mention before, unfortunately, I won't be involved with the creation of the exhibit, but I won't be there tomorrow night for the meeting. Tomorrow morning, I'm heading to Antigonish Abattoir.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you know what an abattoir is. Yes. An abattoir is where they slaughter pigs. And I'm heading there tomorrow to pick up a heart. For tomorrow evening, I'm doing a presentation. I'm dissecting a heart for St. John's Ambulance Brigade. And they want me there for the slaughter of the pigs so I can make sure that they include everything that I need. And they're giving it to me as a freebie. So I asked them how much it is, and they go, "Father, your voice is so pleasant on the phone, we're giving it for nothing." But I'll be leaving about 6 o'clock in the morning to be there for the, and I'll be back early, but in the evening I'm committed already for St. John's Ambulance Brigade. I phoned my mother to tell her about this, and she goes, "And what else is new?" So she reminded me of the fish I caught when I was very small, and the first thing I did was dissect the head to see if there's a brain in it. Why would anything voluntarily hook onto a hook? Anyway, please turn to page 134. We're now in the Panahida, inviting you to stand. We'll take it in Ukrainian with the Napibe as our Kadilo. Nastorovia, whoever sneezed. Хадал би нас мохес бож на чепрем запит духовни пермей предаси чиша тавник и кришна нам благодать перше того твого духа духа без почели праведне души слов твоих спаса о покой сберігаючи їх у блаженні твоїм честі чоловіколю Воселях твоїх, Господи, де в чищаті твоїх спочивають. У покої душі слов твоїх, бо ти єдиний чоловік, любить. Слава Отцю і Сину. Ти молимо тобі вислухай і помилуй. Померлих слуг Божих жертв Голодомору, і що проститися їм шахму прорішенню, добровільному і недобровільному. щоб Господь Бог оселив душі, де праведні спочивають. Небесний відпущення гріхів у Христа безсмертного Царя і Бога нашого прощим. Господеві, помолімся. Всякі плоті ти смерть подолав диявола, знищивши час світу, чим дарував. Сам Господь, поки померли душ твоїх, жертв голодомору, на місці світлому, на місці квітучому, на місці спокійному, звідки відійшов печалі зітхання. І всяке проречення, вчинене ними словом, чи ділом, чи думкою, як благий чоловіка любить Бог прости, бо немає людини, що жила би не зрішила. Ти бо один без гріха правда, тя правда навіки, і слово Твоє істина. Бо Ти є воскресіння і життя, і упокій померлих слуг Твоїх жертв голодомору, Христе Боже наш, і Тобі славу віддаємо. Безначальним Тимотем і пресвятим і благим і животворним Твоїм Духом, нині повсякчас і навіки вічні.
Амінь.
I now invite you to go into a normal chant for Sunday. Благословення Господне на вас, Його благодачі, чоловіка люб'єм завжди, нині, повсякчас і навіки вічні.
Амінь.
Слава Тобі, Христе Боже, надія наша, слава Тобі.
Слава Отцю і Сину і Святому Духу.
Із мертвих сни Бог наш, молитвами, що живими і мертвими володіє, молитвами причистується і матері, святих славних і всехвальних апостолів, преподобних і богоносичів наших, вошаточа нашого Яна Салтута, архієпископа Константина Рада, і всіх святих душі слуг своїх, що переставилися від нас, жертв голодомору в оселях правних оселить, на лоні Авраама упокоїть і до правних причислить, і нас помилує, як благий чоловіко любить.
Амінь.
Блажені, муспенні, вічні, поки подай, Господи, повсякчас поминальним слугам Твоїм жертв голодомору, і вчини їм вічною пам'ять.
Вічная пам'ять. Вічная пам'ять.
Easier to handle.
Yes.